Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dude, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, man. I'm so happy.
Like, just this album is about just so many things, in addition to just being great music, but just it's perseverance. It's this journey. I mean, I don't even know if you know this story. We haven't even really talked about this, but the first, you know, my first introduction to you was
what was it?
We book you, and I only bring this up because I think it's such an amazing full circle moment, and I think you need to be celebrated and congratulated on just the growth.
Thank you,
as
bro.
A person, dude. In 12 months. But so you're getting like top requests on that MTV show or whatever for a while. Are you enjoying yourself over there, by the way?
Yeah, I can be distracted because I told you I have ADHD.
That's probably the worst thing to do is put that guy right in front of him. But you're getting top requested on MTV. And so we're like, who's this Jaden kid? This is cool. Like, I think it was like the record was like Comatose. I don't even know if Angels and Demons was out, dude.
Probably not.
And so we reach out, we book you, and we're all there. We're ready to go. No Jaden. We're like, no one can find Jaden. We don't know we don't know where Jaden is, whatever. And I remember just being like, wow, that's kind of whack. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like who's this guy blowing us off?
Whack.
We didn't even know this guy because nothing was out yet, yeah. Right? And then you came back and we did that interview with you and Trav and you just won everybody over. And every time I've had the privilege of just checking in with you with all these different single releases over the past 12 months or so, it's just constant growth, dude. Has that been the experience for you?
It's been... It's weird when you actually see yourself in a different position than you were, you know?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you're so right. A year ago, I was a completely different person. A year and a half ago, even more so. I mean, 6 months ago, I was a completely different person, I feel like. Only because, you know, I've been trying to continue to move forward in so many different ways because I know I have a big responsibility, you know? And also a crazy opportunity. And you can't just take those things lightly. And so if I really want to be the artist that I say I want to be, and I want to be a symbol of hope for millions of people, you know, I got to continue to work on myself all the time. And so that's why music is so helpful for me, because it actually helps me, you know, like making music helps me see like moments and times where I was at and being able to move forward from it. And also the progressiveness in my music makes me feel really comfortable. Like every time I make a new song and I can see or hear, you know, myself better at whatever it is, it just encourages me so much, you know, because that's like a cool ass thing to see, seeing yourself getting better, you know. It makes you feel like you're exactly where you need to be, and
yeah.
That's what I feel like. I don't know what I would do. Imagine if I had never put out Comatose, you know. It's all a part of the story, and that's why I try to not take anything for granted. I really try to be grateful for every moment and every second, and I think because of doing that, it's brought me here.
Right. And I just think everybody needs that purpose, dude.
Absolutely.
You know,
100%.
We've talked before about you were kind of lost and you probably weren't your happiest self. We've talked, I mean, like, I think the first interview you were so honest, you were talking about you were at a really low point in your life. It was like one of the worst moments of your life that you were going through. But then you find that purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and for you, it's music. It can be anything though, but it's really like a compass in life.
It really
is. It tells you where to go.
It's because, you know, I've had so many moments with music in my life before I started making it that seemed to change me or change my perspective. That when it finally came down to the moment of when I was at the concert in summer of 2019 at Juice, I feel like my mind was ready because it had been like prompted so many times, you know, and because I was willing to do something greater than myself, you know. I feel like anybody could be in the position I'm at right now if they allowed it to happen and they let moments be moments, you know. There's a lot of different factors that go into it. People ask, like, what did you do to like get here? And I'm like, you know, all I can do is allow what's in front of me to be in front of me and then fill like the shoes that are there, you know, like, and if an opportunity is given to me, I have to do whatever I can to make sure that I'm going to own that opportunity. And I did that. And I owe it to everyone around me, because when I started coming out and saying I was a rock star, like before I had any songs out, no one really believed me, you know, but the people around me definitely did. And that gave me a lot of encouragement and a lot of hope. And because of that, I took a chance. And, you know, I said, like, if I'm not made to do this stuff, then don't let it blow up. You know, that was like me talking to myself before I released Comatose and talking to God, you know, like, if I'm not meant to do this, then don't let it be a thing. And without anything I could do, it took its own course. And my music is definitely its own thing. And I'm so grateful for it. And I can't imagine if anything I did, I would have done differently. I can't imagine, like, if I would have gone with anyone different than Travis, if I would have used any different guitar player. I really think every decision I made was perfect, bringing me to this point, you know? Right. And even the things that go wrong, like, I learned lessons from everything, in music and out of music. And so if you're always doing that, then I feel like you're going to go in the right direction.
Right. That I like that line, that term, phrase, moments, let moments be moments. Is that sort of just sort of like having respect for fate, having respect for the universe, and sort of letting, you know, whatever you believe in take control?
Absolutely.
And sort of take the wheel?
Absolutely. I think it's also like moments are very important, because people like try to drag them out. You know, you see a lot of people trying to hold on to the past or look forward to the future. And for me, that's just caused me a lot of anxiety. Let moments be moments is really kind of just to give myself peace.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of stress that I, like even today, like I'm going to New York tonight and I've been stressing about like the plane all night, you know? And like, it's not like I know nothing's going to happen and I know whatever, but that's just how my mind works. You know?
Do you not like flying?
No.
Really? Would you have like a bad experience one time?
After I got arrested, like I flew home immediately and it was just really eerie. I felt really, really uncomfortable. And like ever since
then. Was that your last plane ride?
No, I've flown on since probably once. I went to a wedding with my girlfriend, Nessa. Right. We went to a wedding and that was hard. I freaked out before. I was like,
so it's not so much like you're worried about, you know, something happened on the plane. It's more you tie it to that really bad moment in your life.
Yeah. It just brings anxiety, you know? And so holding on to the idea, letting moments be moments, really gives yourself peace, because moments pass, you know?
Yeah.
And then new ones come after. So
yeah.
It gives me a lot of encouragement.
Did you ever look into Stoicism?
Mm-mm.
It's really cool. It's like Marcus Aurelius, like, you know, ancient Rome.
And
it's like a way of thinking, basically. But there's this old adage about like wait and see, and meaning like there's this old proverb of like a guy, like a cow miraculously like just appears on a guy's farm and everyone's like, whoa, that's amazing. And he's like, wait and see. Then like his kid like is riding the cow one day, breaks his leg. And they're like, oh, it's terrible. He's like, wait and see. But then like the kid doesn't get drafted into the army because he has a broken leg, which is a good thing. He's like, wait and see. So it's kind of like what you're saying,
that's,
where it's like,
that's
facts. You know what I mean? You gotta wait
totally
and see.
What you're saying. That's
because
cool.
Everything has like, you know, a flip to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's one perspective is not the perspective. And that's what I've been trying to allow myself to see is there's millions of different perspectives like around us, like you, me, and everyone in this room,
yeah,
and everyone outside. I love you guys, by the way. Have different perspectives, you know? And for you to say that yours is more important than someone else's is not true. But for you to say that yours is relevant and right in front of you, that's fine, you know? And so if you just allow yourself to be more open-minded, and that's what kind of letting moments be moments be is like letting whatever in front of you be what it is. And if it isn't, then you'll find out later.
Right. How different of a person would you say you are now than when you first started getting public attention through TikTok and like even before music?
I'd say everything's different except for my heart.
Yeah.
100%. I think my actions, how I talk, the music, how I look, everything's different. But I do believe I've had the same heart since the beginning, which is really just I want to let people know that they're not alone, you know? And do it in a way that people can enjoy, because that's literally what Juice WRLD did for me. It gave me a shift in perspective, like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
That one moment, and all I want is to give somebody that one moment, and I wanted that since the beginning, and I want it now. I really don't care. Like, I like nice things. I love the lifestyle that comes with being an artist. I really do. I think it's super intoxicating. But I know for a fact in 2 years that I would say the exact same thing I said to every single label, you know, that talked to me. And it's I don't really care about being famous, or I don't really care about like making money. I think that stuff comes with doing great things.
Yeah.
You know? And I really just want to be like a symbol of hope for people, and I think that's a great thing. And
well, it's kind of cool, like, because when it happens so fast as it did for you, you almost get it out of your system. You know what I mean? Where you go, you get it, and you get it so much of it. Yeah. It's almost like when you're hungry, right? Mm-hmm. And you're starving,
and you just
and then you just overeat, yeah. And you're like, dude, I never want to look at pizza again.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
And so you got that sort of like that fame monster out of your system. Mm-hmm. You know what it feels like?
Absolutely.
It's probably underwhelming, as most things. You know what I mean? Most the glitz and glamour is, right?
It is.
And then you've seen the bad side of it. You've seen the good side of it. And now here you are on your album release day. And you can kind of just focus on the good.
Absolutely. That's a fire point, because when I started making music, you know, everyone wants to ask, like, how is it doing? You know, not like, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel great. And I've always felt great when I release music. Angels and Demons went gold, you know.
Congratulations. And
thank you so much.
Proceeded to get naked with Travis Barker.
Yes, sir.
As you do.
As you do. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't after getting a gold
clapping
record.
About the naked part, I think. Is it for the gold or the naked part?
Both.
Both.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so I've seen growth, you know. I've seen numbers. What I haven't seen is this. You know, this is the stuff that changes, like, my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everybody coming to support me in person, that's real energy. You know, anybody can say anything online. Anybody mm-hmm. can fuck with anything online. And it's like, the fact that it's actually real, mm-hmm. you know, and it's legitimate, is it blows my mind away.
Yeah.
The fact that my album, just a little shout out for everybody. I'm so grateful. I just want to give due to everyone that was a part of this. The album, and within an hour, went number one alternative in Australia, number one alternative in the UK, and then number one alternative in the US. And then we wake up tomorrow. This morning, as it was sitting at number two in the world last night, and it hit number one for like 30 minutes to an hour today. So I don't know what to do with that. You know, I'm going to New York tonight. I'm going to New York tonight to see myself on some billboards, you know, really trying to, again, let moments be moments and enjoy myself. And I'm so grateful, dude. And I think that I was telling someone last night at the party I had, I'm making music. I'm trying to make music that, I believe it could be played forever, you know. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people make music to make hits, and I don't do that. And the reason I make that music that I want to have longevity is because I know, like, this sounds ridiculous, but, like, Juice WRLD has thousands of songs, right? And that was one of the best parts about his legacy, is he left us so much music, even after he passed, you know. And I just want to make music that people can play forever, because I don't care about, you know, like, I obviously my fame is right now, but even after I'm gone, I want the music to live on just like it did right now.
Yeah.
Just because, like I said, I'm making it for hope. You know, I want people to feel related to, and that's why this is all working. I promise you, that's the only reason. It's not because I'm cool or anything like that. I'm like, it's not really anything special about me. It's more about the destiny that comes with it. And
it's your intentions. I think with art. Art is sort of defined by its intentions. If you have good intentions, it's also karma.
Yeah.
You know, the karmic energy of life, right? Where, like, you know, if you're grateful, you express gratitude, you work hard, you do the right thing, you treat people well. Like, it's like magic.
It comes,
you know,
back.
You know? You're aware and you're awake and you're paying attention to how this whole world works, you know what I mean? You're like, whoa. And when you're a crappy person or you do bad things, and we all do that, right? We all go through, like, ebbs and flows in life. You'll notice, like, more bad things happen. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? And vice versa, as it's happening with you right now with good stuff.
No, 100%, you know? And I've been super, like, zen this past week. I've been really calm. I thought I was going to be really, like, amped, because, like, I'm an energetic person, but I've been so calm and, like, confident and just, like, kind of receptive to the things that are, like, going on around me, and really trying to just appreciate what's going on.
You know what I think that is, too, though? I think that's your work is kind of done for the moment.
Yeah.
You know, tours coming up, rehearsals coming up. There's a lot of, you know, even, you know, you're doing the press, but your work is done. I think you understand that your validation at least comes from your effort, right? Mm-hmm. So however this record does, and obviously thank God it's doing well, but it's not up to you. So absolutely, there's nothing to stress over. Mm-hmm. You put in the work, that's done, and now it's up to the universe, it's up to the world.
That's facts. And that's how everyone should be. You know, there's artists that I think are much more talented than me, you know, but like it's about timing and it's about like you said, your intentions behind it. And I just want to encourage everyone that like the music that I'm making is just the beginning, you know, we're making music for everyone. Like mm-hmm. I had an interview before. They're like, what would be the coolest thing in the world? Because we're talking about how punk and like the legitimacy of it and how like everyone online wants to.
How tired are you of that conversation?
It gets pretty tiring because it's like they think I have all the answers, you know. I'm like, I don't have it.
But dude, I just feel I'm tired for you of just how much like it's like it just feels like you're just relentlessly challenged,
yeah,
right, in terms of that legitimacy conversation.
Absolutely,
right? Like, how could you possibly, because you were famous, how could you possibly be punk rock?
Yeah,
how could you possibly feel this music? How could you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, just fuck any sort of gatekeeping in anything,
seriously,
but especially this, dude. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You don't have to be hanging around you very long or talk to you very long to realize you're the real deal.
I appreciate that, man. And that's what I tell them, is like, I think the answers they don't expect is like, I want the jock and the preppy cheerleader, the douchebag and everyone to be the biggest fans of my music, because that's so funny, dude. Like, that's who my music is for. Like, I was such an outcast in such a different way, you know what I mean? And punk music is what you make it, you know, and that would be the most punk thing in the world for me to see a grown ass buff ass dude like jamming to my music.
Totally.
Singing about like I'm crying in my room, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's funny, like, you know, this show airs across all these different alternative radio stations, and it's like it's an interesting culture, alternative radio and alternative rock, because it's like it's a different thing than it was a generation ago. Mm-hmm. It used to be very like aggressive, yeah, like aggro music, right? And when the conversation happened of if we wanted to play Olivia Rodrigo Brutal on the mm-hmm. show, right? We got a bunch of hate from, you know, older yeah. dudes probably that are yeah. like, she's on Disney, like she's in High School Musical. Yeah. How dare you play them on like, you know, this alternative station?
Yeah,
this, and it's, you know, and it's like, fuck you, dude. That's the most punk rock shit of all time. I just played a Seriously. Disney princess on the, you know, on K-Rock in LA.
Exactly.
I think that's in your face punk rock.
People forget, you know, I talk to Travis all the time. Like, I talk about lessons I've learned. The biggest lesson I've learned from him is punk has always been cool. It's not becoming cool again. It's always been cool.
Yeah.
People are just,
and it's taken on different forms. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But we talk about it, and he's like, you know, it, when you grow up, like, punk is so different than what people think it is. Like, people, they don't eat meat, you know, they're like vegan, they like think like kind of like, you know, girly things back then are cool. Like, that's the type of stuff they're trying to break stereotypes, you know. And so the stereotype now is like kind of reverse. Like, so you're exactly right, why wouldn't that be the first song we play, you know?
Right.
Like a girl coming from Disney making punk music, like,
yeah, opening her album, which by the way is like the biggest debut album of all time right now,
literally,
with Brutal. Like, that's so, it's just so it's so badass.
And so I'm also super glad that I covered
driver's license,
because I feel like it was a little foreshadowing, you know.
Absolutely,
it made me really happy.
And you know, it was a cool cover, and you're gonna be nice enough on the radio show today to do another cover.
Yes.
But that was a cool cover because you made it your own, you know.
Absolutely.
You sort of poured it through your filter. And yeah. Whose idea was that? Was that Travis like coming to you being like, yo, this record's crazy, like let's hop on it?
It was my manager and me had heard it. We were like, yo, let's do this record. And then we hit Travis up, and I don't even think he really heard us or whatever. And then I don't know if it was hours later or the next day, he was like, you got to come in and cut this song. We got to do it. It's right now. So it worked out for everyone. And I went in there and we did it in a day, and it was awesome.
How's that relationship evolved, you and Travis? How did you, like, take me back to, like, the day you meet Travis Barker? Because, you know, it's such a name. It's so iconic. He's one of those people you meet in the first time, like for the first
you
time.
Can,
it's like
the air moves, wind moves around him. You know, that's kind of how it feels.
You like, talk about Zen, man. You're talking about Zen for me. That guy's like Zen.
He is, dude, and he's a presence. You know, he's just a presence, and people don't really understand it unless you kind of get to experience it. And
so, where do you meet him for the first time?
I met him for the first time at Crossroads at his own vegan restaurant, and
right.
It was absolutely bussing.
And like, he's interested at the time, working with you, comatose is out, kind of doing something.
He was so calm. I can't even really like remember verbatim things we said, but I do remember he kept bringing out food, and it was so good. And I was like, "This is vegan." He's like, "Yeah," and that made me like trip out, because I was like, "This is better than most food I have every day." Like, what? And so that made me think. Number two was he was so calm, like. he wasn't trying to convince me. He really wasn't. And that's what convinced me. I was like, this guy really, like, he's like, yeah, I haven't signed anybody to my label. He was like, and I don't know, you really seem like just like a perfect mold that I can like turn into something really great. And I was like, I
love that. What better teacher?
Yeah, what better
I love Travis EP and your album, EP and your diet.
Mm-hmm. of course, like early on, just who you go with, who you work with as an artist, it's like so much trust is required. So When were you able to trust Travis? So when did you know this is the guy that I want to work with? You go to Crossroads that first day.
That's interesting. I was really insecure with it, like for like the first minute I signed to Travis because of the music I made. Like I was really, I hadn't been around enough of it to understand its value yet. I already thought rock was like the coolest thing. That's why I decided to do it. I thought it was like so different and it didn't really make sense, you know, for me to make rock music. So I was like, of course I'm going to do it. But after that, you know, we made Innocent Demons. He reproduced the whole thing. It was really, really sick. So what came out, Pray, I think is whenever I was like, this guy really wants me to be something great. Just because that song, we cut it a while ago, long time ago. It was like the first song I ever cut at his house. And I come back and I'm like, I wrote a second half for it. There's my guitarist. What's up, dude? I wrote a second half for it. And, I was like, dude, I want to release it. And he actually said, okay. And up until this point, he had really been kind of making the decisions because I just, you know, signed. And the lyrics were so intimate and they were just so real and he cared about it so much. After that song, I was like, I feel like this guy actually cares about me, you know? And I knew he did already, but he just started to show it in so many different ways. And he would call me and just so nonchalant. And like, I really felt like I was gaining trust with him. But honestly, the biggest moment, that was like a little backstory. That was like a little backstory. But the moment that I realized was like my dad actually, like, we had like a falling out with my dad a little bit this past year, and he really kind of stepped in a way that I needed. You know, he didn't overstep anything, and he wasn't trying to like weasel his way in, but he was there when I needed him, and like he really just gives me the best advice, and he shows me that he loves me, and he like treats me like a son. And that's when I was like, I'll go anywhere with this guy, you know? I'd literally do anything. If he told me to jump off a bridge right now, I'd be like, okay. And that's not a joke. That's like, I believe that he knows there's something below the bridge that I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I actually, like, trust him with my life. And I'm so grateful. I love that dude.
When did you guys make the decision to open the album as you do? For if you're watching this and you haven't heard it, it's you hear Travis's voice first. And basically, a huge endorsement from Travis Barker, you know, for you and your music.
That was real.
So what was that? That was a voicemail?
I forgot who he was calling. He was calling somebody to get in contact with my team. And that's literally how he talks, which is so funny. Like, he's just like, of course, I was like, of course you said next. I was like, he's up next. I've never heard it. You know what I mean? Like, that's such like different vernacular than I'm used to. So, but it's just bizarre because that's really how it was. Landon went up to him. It was like, yo, this kid's making rock music.
Did you know Landon, like, personally?
Mm-mm, not at all. I didn't even really know he existed before they called me, right?
Yeah.
Because I knew Travis, but only briefly still, because I had just moved out to LA. And it was that day he called my management team, and they were like, yo, I want to work with Jaden. And that's literally as casual as it was. Yo, I'm interested in working with this kid. And after that, every single label in America hit me up, and I was like,
welcome to the music industry.
I was like, yo, what is going on? You know, they flew me out to New York. I really felt like a little JB moment. I was like, this is insane. And that's kind of how I'm feeling right now, man. Like, when I was walking around seeing all the labels, looking like wide-eyed, you know, I'm just so blown away. That's how I feel right now in the exact same kind of way, is that like I'm looking at my album, I'm looking at all the support I'm getting, I'm like, there's no way, dude, there's no way I'm here.
It's surreal, man.
It's surreal. And then all I can do is absolutely kill it, you know, and absolutely do my best and absolutely love everybody as much as I can. And so that's what I do.
Has Travis been able to give you advice on sort of navigating, like, getting back to that conversation of like, you know, is Jaden punk rock, right? Like, is Jaden legit? Did he ever go through that, or has he ever confided in you about that or given you advice? Because, you know, Blink was a punk band that just became the biggest band in the world in the late 90s, early 2000s, and were very pop, and were kind of unapologetically pop, right? Yeah.
they parodied boy band videos and all the small things, right? Like, absolutely. They leaned into it and they were unapologetic. Has he ever given you advice or talked about that?
100%. He literally, at the MGK shoot, you know, because we're both there, and MGK goes through his own things too, you know? Like,
oh, people, of course. Put him, he's in, also challenged.
Yeah, people put, and that's what we were talking about, me and you, he was like, we have to do things that people can't say shit about, you know, like,
you have to over deliver.
You have to over deliver.
You got to play on top of a Venice building.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? And so, he does talk to me about it a lot. We just talked at the video. He was like, you know, we had the opportunity, we were a good punk band, you know, we were punk, but we had the opportunity to be the biggest punk band in the world. And we were like, all right, let's do it. You know, why wouldn't you? And so that's punk. And he was like, that's punk to me, man. And he was like, it's a fine line between doing what you know you want to do and also doing things that you know, like, how the outcome's going to turn out. You know, you have to balance it. And it's really just about, like, there's no guard on it. You know, that's one thing. Like, there's no guard on being punk. There's whatever it is what it is, you know? And that's what we talked about. He was like, there's no hesitation. Whatever you fucking want to do, just, like, do it, you know? But do it the best.
Yeah,
you know?
Do it because you want to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Don't do it because it's a trend. Don't do it because it's fucking cool.
Exactly.
You know what
and
I mean?
It's hard to get to that position. It really is. Like, yeah. People don't understand. Like, it's hard to get to that point because we're so easily influenced by things around us, you know?
Yeah.
Getting to a point where you're like, no, I do this because I fuck with it. You
yeah.
know, like, I actually want it. You know, like, that's a different place to be in. And that's where I feel like I'm at now.
Well, and it's also tough because for someone like you, who your first foray into the world of entertainment and into the world of notoriety is on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. Social media is a world where it's like a constant feedback loop, right? So let's say something goes viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to deliver that same style of content. You want to keep doing the same thing over and over again, right? Because you want to keep, like, you want to get those likes up. You want to get those comments
Absolutely.
Up, right? And that
Absolutely.
Just fosters, dude. And it's nobody's fault, but inherently will foster being disingenuous.
100%.
And
it's impossible.
Like, it's impossible.
That's why I had to, like, seriously, people get, I mean, everyone, like, looks, they're like, you have 20 million followers, or like, how are you not going to go tell your 20 million followers to go listen to your music? And I'm like, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really understand it. Social media is ultimately it's a trap for a lot of people. I saw it really early. I was like, this is not going to last forever.
Did you see that?
After tour. I came back from my social media tour.
What is that for, like, the music fan watching, by the way?
If you're familiar with MagCon, it was like a second running of MagCon where we would travel to different cities and stand in line for like 8 hours, meet fans.
Kind of meet and greet.
Yeah, meet and greet, 100%. Yeah. I honestly loved it. I like loved meeting the fans. I loved meeting, I shook every parent's hand, you know, I was like really into it. And at the end, I ended up singing a cappella a lot for like some of the stops, which like was like another foreshadowing, which was cool. But I just realized, you know, if you can put everything you're doing online and people can like it, then that's not what you're actually doing. You know what I mean? It's
at
not
all.
Real. It's
right.
Like, there's, I'm certain, I just walked in here and slammed my head on the fucking glass.
Dude,
like,
I wish, did we get that, Carlos?
We should have. Fuck, dude. Y'all saw
can
it,
can you
right?
do it? Can you do it again?
Y'all saw it. Yeah, I just slammed my head against it. Well, you guys look so good, by the way. Y'all are so sweet. Y'all look so awesome. Hey, hi.
That's
you're so
awesome.
Cool. No, you're so
dude,
cool.
Dude, this dude in the back. Yo, what? Wait, do that again. Do that, yeah, you. What is? Okay, dude, this is, so we've been having bands here, right?
Yeah.
And the fans come down. And this is, I think this is so genius. You can communicate like that. I don't even know what that, what does that even say?
You're so cool.
Dude, some chick was here a couple weeks ago and just puts up during the interview, D's nuts.
D's nuts. That's actually mad funny. Yeah. Y'all are awesome.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But yeah, like, social media does that to people, you know? So I saw it. I was like, yo, I'm not.
You
like
see
that.
It or does someone come to you? And
no,
is like,
I saw it.
You saw yourself. You're like, this is fleeting.
Yeah, I think a lot. I really like to think things all the way through, like from how I see them. You know, like my first instinct is to go to the end, which fucks me up a lot.
That's very stoic of you. Dude, you're going to love stoicism.
I would love to. And now that you said it, I'm going to fucking go look it up. I'm going to Venice very soon.
No
like,
way.
On the 12th. So I'll be
able
to.
Dude, because
like,
it's all about considering the. It's memento mori is like the old thing. And it's like, consider, like, it's like not a direct translation, but it's like, think about your death like every day, but not in a morbid way. It's like, okay, what's the worst case scenario? And then accept that. And if you accept that,
then what
the fuck are you worrying about?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
100%. That's so cool. And that's really where I feel like my head's been recently is, you know, just looking at things for what they are and for what they can be, too. And so I did that with social media and I saw like, yo, I know what I like and I like things different every 5 minutes. Like if you asked me what my favorite thing is in 5 minutes, it'd be different, you know? And I know that's like a common, like everyone's like that. And I'm like, no one can keep this shit going. Why would I do this? And even on social media, I really just wanted to be a symbol of like someone who brought good into the world, you know? And like, I didn't know how to do that yet until I figured out I went to that Juice WRLD concert, you know? And that's when everything clicked. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can make music for people. And I was like, I see.
Dude, imagine
you know?
If you didn't go to that concert.
Oh my God. I was the only reason we went too, which is crazy. It was a total God thing. Like, I told all my friends, I was like, yo, we got to go to this Juice WRLD concert. They were like, I was like, I'll buy all of you tickets. I bought all my friends' tickets. And I was like, let's go. And we went, and he didn't come on for 3 hours, and we waited, and it was the best thing in my life. Yeah, you're so right. Imagine I didn't go. I don't even.
Have we talked about how I was at Juice's first show ever?
Oh, really? What
the
fuck?
Dude, crazy circumstance.
That
and
is gnarly.
I'll only tell the story because I feel like you'll dig it, is he blows up off of All Girls Are the Same, like that spring, like 2018, and he commits to there used to be these like college shows and they would book like it was like the height of SoundCloud rap, so like Skinny from the Nine and like all these crazy SoundCloud rap names, you know what I mean, would be like performing, and then Juice WRLD got booked on this show at like a I don't know, 1,000-person venue, really small. It's called Starland Ballroom in New Jersey.
Crazy.
So he agrees to the show. He gets booked on the show. Now, between that moment and the show, he signs to Interscope Records, and he blows up. Because it was really like, I mean, you remember, it was overnight.
Overnight.
It was
I remember
music's different now.
It,
And so you had this person who, and I was at Billboard at the time, and so we were going to announce him that Monday as going number one, or number one with Lucid Dreams, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's going to have the number one song in the country, and then I'm seeing him, his first show ever, in a 1,000-person room.
Yo.
Dude, it was just magic.
No, that's what it is, you know? It's like, that's why I'm so excited about this Roxy performance, because it's around like 200, 300 people, and that's the energy that carries, you know? Like, that's the energy that carries to the stadiums. That's the energy that carries to the festivals with 50,000 people, you know?
Totally.
And
are you stoked for Lala?
Oh, my God, bro.
That's going to be mental.
I don't even, like, what do I say, you know? Like, I'm really just a fucking kid, you know? Like, I just love music so much. It makes you feel like you don't deserve it. I know I do because I've worked hard, you know? But my natural instinct is to be like, oh, I don't deserve this, you know? Because it's so bizarre. Like, if people knew. I was literally the listener like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago. I was literally the listener. I was literally these wonderful, beautiful people out here. Like I was y'all. Like that was me, you know? And so that to go from that to this is like, you know, it makes you open your eyes a little bit, like, holy, like, where am I at, you know? Yeah. And I'm just so grateful, and I know I was born to do it. After I went to my Vegas show, my first show ever I ever performed, I knew, I was like, I came off stage, I wasn't high or anything, but I felt so high, and I was like, if that's what this is, then I'm doing this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You know? Well, I love what you say on Pills, like the first record, right? On the, it's like once you get like a real high like that, mm-hmm. you don't have to chase that bullshit anymore.
Absolutely. And that's, I'm really trying to be, I'm not like a role model. I'm really not a role model, but I am relatable, you know? And I think that's the first step into healing. And
well, you can coping. Be a role model, not be perfect.
Exactly. You I know? Mean, that's what I'm meaning. You know, yeah. Everyone like tries to, you know, a bunch of people online, especially, it's like, you know, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, I'm the opposite. You know, I'm kind of yeah. like the scum. Like, I'm like, whatever it is, I just love people and I love music, you know? And I think that's what really connects to people's hearts.
Yeah.
Because no one's perfect.
But all those idiots online, it's like I always think about, like, you're 20 years old, you're navigating whatever the hell that means. Then you're navigating a music career. Then you're navigating fame. Yeah. Then you're, because the thing with fame, right, is like what people don't understand, they think it's all amazing.
It's
and there's a lot of cool things. But it's like, I would love the person that leaves a stupid comment online about something to be like, well, what if everybody in the world had an opinion on your every action?
Every action.
You know what I mean? Not like your biggest action. Every action.
Every action. Like,
why is he wearing his hat like that? Yeah. Why is he doing his hair that way?
Exactly. It gets incredibly overwhelming. And that's why we talked about earlier, I had to take a big break from social media, because like, if I was going to continue to do what I wanted to do, I like was so distracted. Like, it really fucked my head up for a minute, because it sucks, you know? Like, you're right. Having millions and millions and millions of people telling you that what you're doing is wrong. Right. When like, you're like, dude, I'm just trying to live, yeah. you know? Like,
I thought it was a cool hat.
Yeah, or yeah, I didn't even know it was wrong until this moment, you know? And
yeah.
And so it took a lot of learning, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, because I learned a lot of lessons and it grew me up pretty fast. And now I definitely keep my distance now. I like yeah. I like Instagram. I fuck with Instagram. I feel like there's a big enough barrier between, like, you know, the receiver and like the person who's posting.
Yeah, and then just log off.
Yeah, and just
because, dude,
off.
That's what human beings used to do. Like, my buddies and I, like get nostalgic or whatever. Be like, dude, remember when we were like little and like you would go online, and then you would get offline.
Yeah.
No, but like, just like, no, but it was like a thing. Like, now yeah. people are just always
no,
online.
No, it's always,
but it was like
on.
A thing you did for like a little bit.
Because there was an app.
You go outside.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, exactly. Oh, I'm gonna be on the computer for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then, like, you get bored.
But that
like,
was a long time during the day. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
if I was on my computer for 30 minutes or an hour, my mom would be like, you are ruining your life. And so it's like,
shout out mom, by the way.
Shout out my mom.
I got the sweetest message from her last night.
Really?
And she's just so cool, dude.
She's
and she
coolest.
Loves you so much. And she loves the music. She's just like,
I wish she was there last night. I got to call her right when my album dropped, and she was having like her own little party and in her room, and like, it's crazy. You know, if I really think moms are like the backbone of the world, you know,
I
think not everyone has the best mom, and that definitely sucks, you
right.
know, but the best thing about moms is I feel like moms are moms to everyone, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you really just got to find yours. I feel like dads need to pick it up a little bit, you
yeah.
know, like, I really think there needs to be a new wave of good men being good dads, you
yeah.
know, and I think it starts by appreciating what you have, and I appreciate my mom so much.
Definitely,
She's awesome. I want to bring her out here. Like, y'all would love
yeah.
her. She's so cool. She's like this big, and she's really, really blonde and really, really tiny. And she sounds like this, and she's like all Southern. And oh my God, that's what she sounds like. It's mad funny. I love
her. She's the best. She'll be like requesting you on MTV. I'm like, that's Jaden's mom. When you were here last week, you were here with Nessa, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How just important and valuable has just having someone in your life that close to you doing a similar thing and navigating
yeah.
these crazy waters of fame and music?
Makes me feel like I'm not as awful as everyone, you know, makes me seem to be. And it's for everybody. Everyone would feel that way. But it's like, she makes me feel like an artist, man. Seriously. Like, she gives me a lot of confidence, and she encourages me more than like anybody I know. Because she can, you know, we have a special relationship. So being able to have both, you know, I like my managers and my friends, they encourage me greatly, but, you know, it's only to a certain extent. Being able to have a girlfriend that can do that is life-changing. So I would do anything to keep her around for a while. And I'm just really grateful, man. And she's so talented. I actually learned a lot from her, and I get inspired by her a lot.
Yeah,
her new music coming out is insane.
Bro, I know, we probably can't say too much, but I saw her last night at the party, and I just go up like, dude, that, you know, You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, that's your biggest song.
That's their biggest song, you know? And I love being able to see that, you know? That's so cool. Like, and I have my roommate, Q, who I promise you, I know it sounds bizarre to have, like, three people who are going to be considered legitimate artists in one house, but I swear on everything, Q.
No, Chaos is cool, dude.
Chaos is cool, but, like,
video's cool.
The music that's coming in is, like, ridiculous. He's going to make...
I just saw him in the studio.
Like, metal rock charming, I promise you.
Yeah. Because he's the guy that turned you on to Finch, right?
Yeah, he...
Was it him or Croop?
I found Finch on my own, but he put me on to, like, Black Veil Brides, like, Pierce the Veil. Like, he loves hella different types of music. Like,
He had a badass leather jacket. That was a metal jacket he was rocking last night, dude.
He's gnarly, dude. And it's so cool because it's different sides, you know? Like, for a while, we were wondering, like, yo, are you going to, like, try to do the same sound I'm doing? And he doesn't resonate with it, you know?
Yeah.
He finds his own lane.
Totally.
And that's exactly what he's doing. I'm so proud of him. We actually been making some music recently, and it's really fire.
Together?
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I love being able to do that with people, you know? Like, everyone's like, oh, like, who's your dream features, you know? And, like, it's always a hard question. One, I will say, Uzi, bro, I love you. Like, if I got Uzi on a song, I think that would change the world. Anyway.
And
Juice WRLD.
Well, no. But the first time I ever met you, JB.
Wait, who was it? Oh, Justin.
Dude, he's due for a punk rock record, man.
That's what I want to see him get into. You know, I really think that I could get him there, you know?
You think you got a record right now in the vault that would work for JB?
Yeah, I have multiple. I think that the thing about Justin is he's able to, like, kind of adjust himself to different types of music.
Definitely.
I have a lot of crossovers, too, that are, like, more pop-oriented. But recently, you know Josiah?
Yeah.
I've been working a lot with Josiah. We have a couple songs that are really, really fun. But that's the thing that I was talking about is, like, I love being able to collaborate with whoever I want to, you know? And that's the type of music I make, which is so awesome.
Totally.
You know, like, it's so fun.
You think, is there a Q Jaden song coming?
Absolutely. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to come or where. We're performing at my after show for Lala. He's performing. And
oh no way,
dude, you gotta come.
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna be at Lala. So
okay,
I'm
good,
pull
good,
up.
Good, good. And I think Travis Mills is DJing that my after show,
cool.
So that's gonna be so sick. Yeah, he has this one song that I'm so excited about. I'm so excited.
Q.
Yeah, it's like he just makes awesome music, man.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be hits, you know. He just makes music that is meant to be played like in a club, and it's so fire. I love it, dude. And he has so much like. Want. He loves the music. He just loves music. And that's all I feel like that's all it takes.
You gotta lead with that.
Yeah.
I've been asking a ton of questions. These folks out here have been sitting out here like for hours at this point.
They look drained. It's so hot outside, huh?
Do you guys have any questions?
She's burning. Do you have any questions?
Who wants to ask Jaden a question?
She's pointing to her. She's like, I have no idea.
I want a good question. Who wants to come inside and ask Jaden a question?
All right, you pick one, Kevin.
I know, I got to pick one. I'm always the bad guy.
Let him be the bad guy.
You want to? All right, her right there with the green hair. That's cool. Come inside. Here, talk to that security guard right there. There you go.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be good. I wonder what her question is going to be. But how cool is this for you, dude? Because one of the first remarks you made here, and I think Nessa did too last week, was like, dude, it feels real now.
Yeah.
You're doing stuff like this. You're meeting these people. Like, I feel like a real artist.
I do, man. I mean, it's like... What more could I ask for? You know, numbers are so amazing, and like being able to see growth is so cool. But being able to be in person with people that actually care about you and that I've impacted their lives is next level.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And you're gonna get to meet so many of them over the next couple of weeks between the Roxy show, Lala.
I know.
And then tour, dude.
I think.
Are you freaking out about tour yet? Rehearsals what? Sorry, did they start already?
They start literally this. Like, I get back from New York, and then we start.
And then you start.
Yeah. I'm so beyond pumped because I know what I can do. You know, like, I know what I can do, and I know what I bring to the table. That's why I'm excited because I'm not gonna fall short. And I'm also just really grateful to be a part. It's like the perfect. I wouldn't want to be on tour with anybody else right now. I wouldn't want to be on my own tour right now. I think this is exactly where I need to be, 100%.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
I like your shirt.
Oh, dude, I didn't even see this shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, Juice WRLD moment.
Here, grab this mic over here. Sit down.
Okay.
Take a seat. Take a load off your feet.
Hi, guys.
What's your name?
My name's Jessica.
Here, pull that all the way over to you. I want to hear you.
Sorry, a little short.
Jessica, from where are you from, L.A.?
Palm Springs, actually.
Did like you come here today from Palm Springs?
Yeah.
How long of a drive is that?
Like, it was like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
So you saw the announcement on social?
Yeah.
And you just started driving?
Yeah, I had work this morning at like 4 a.m. and then booked it over here.
All right, we've been talking about what's punk rock. That's punk rock, dude.
I fucking, that and then awesome. I know a bunch of y'all did the same thing. Y'all are so amazing.
Yeah, my two friends down there, the one with the green phone, and the one in front of her, we came all together. So
y'all are so
sweet.
Oh my gosh,
it's so killer. Yeah. Now, how long have you been a fan of Jaden's?
Since before Comatose.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a favorite song?
Right now, from your album, it's 1 Minute.
Oh my gosh.
Who is that on 1 Minute?
That's, okay. Wait, who is what?
The it sounds like almost like a sample from like
the intro.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. You say that, by the way, because that's kind of like a sleeper. Yeah, that's literally my older sister.
No way.
Yeah, my mom sent me this video a while back, and it was like my older sister being like, "Say I love you to mommy," and so I said, "I love you," and then I was listening to it in the car, and it ended. It was like, "I have to go because we only have 1 minute left," and I was like, "That's such a fucking good idea." And so I went into the studio. I was like, "Guys, let's make this song."
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's really sweet. I honestly love it. I think it's a great song.
What do you think of the album overall?
So far, no skips, and I'm not surprised. So
I'm so happy you said that because I wanted to pay that compliment too, but I'll let it be yours. Yeah. Is because I think, like, let's talk about Travis for a second and Blink-182. They're so iconic because those albums are no skip albums, and like really legitimately. Sometimes people want to be hyperbolic, but that is really like. And that's what you've achieved here.
I appreciate that.
I really can't remember, dude, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. I can't remember, and maybe you're the same way, the last album, first that I listened to. I'm not really an albums guy.
Yeah.
And then that I literally listened to the whole way through.
Yeah, I probably can't think. I mean, when I'm listening to like my art, like the artist, and they like first release an album, I always listen from start to finish. But normally afterwards, I pick my favorites and then like I'm done.
Yeah, you know totally.
What I mean? Yeah.
So do you have a question for Jaden?
Yeah. So when you come to writing like songs, like just in general, not for the album, but just in general, does it come lyrics first then melody, or is it melody first then lyrics, or like?
Good question.
Yeah.
For like the first like year of me recording, I'd say. Maybe 6 months to a year. I went in and I would like freestyle, right? Because shout out Juice WRLD. Yeah. He's like the reason I started making music. I love him. And I really thought that I was going to be like some sort of notorious freestyler, you know? I can, like in a sense that makes good music, but I'm not a rapper and I don't do anything like that. But I thought that was a better way to go about it. Then most recently, like probably past 6 months, I was like, you know, I'm so much better at writing when I just sit down and let the music like soak in. And so we start from scratch every time with the guitar. If it like 100%, it always starts with the guitar or bass, but like usually it's guitar and we just start riffs. And if we fuck with it, we're like, hey, and we just start singing. But with this, I have a song that I just wrote, that I'm gonna,
when'd you write it?
Literally this like 4 or 5 days ago.
So you're always writing?
Always. Like we're making music all the time. And
you have
this,
a name
this
for
is
it yet?
Yes. Okay, the name that I got sent on the bounce is different, but the name that I'm gonna name it, I'm gonna tell everybody right now, it's called Candles Last Longer When You Don't Light Them. And for that song and how I've been writing recently is I have like ideas, like I'm not good at riding bikes. That's another one that I'm working on. It's like super far left, like emo punk that I've been taking a lot of inspiration from. And with that, I just take that phrase and then I'm like, yo, Travis, you know, make something with it. And he'll make an entire track and then we'll write to it. And that's how we go about it. But yeah, it really doesn't ever happen one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like see what's best for the song. You know?
So Candles Last Longer when you don't light them?
Yeah.
You think that's like album two stuff?
It might be deluxe. It might be a little deluxe thing.
I like it. Staying busy.
We're trying to see the response of the fans. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that you like that song, and I'm so glad that you drove out here.
Yeah, no problem.
That's amazing.
I love the hair too.
Thank you. I was
really
actually
nice.
Thinking about changing it.
Is it hard to upkeep?
Yes, definitely. My roots grow out really fast, so it's really hard to upkeep. I think I did it like May, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You got to join the blonde club.
Yeah.
Maybe. I was blonde before.
Starting a gang.
So yeah, I was going to do like half blue, half black.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah. That's tight.
Yeah, yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, you should do the blue and black. That's awesome.
Sorry, I was going to ask you. You said you saw Juice WRLD in 2019, right?
Yeah.
What did you see him at, like a regular concert, or did you go to like a festival?
It was a Death Race tour.
It was a Death Race tour, okay. And it was in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, because I saw him in 2019 too, and like I was like, oh my god, I want to go see him more, because I was barricade for iHeartRadio. Stood in line for hours.
And your heart as fuck. You know that?
I saw Billy and I was like, no, I want to see Juice. And then I waited till Juice and learned my feet were hurting. I was like holding on to barricade for dear life because I was like, I need to see him. And then afterwards, I
appreciate that.
Yeah.
I bet awesome. He would too, you know? Like, that's like, he really loved his fans. And that's why I love my fans so much, because like, I really think Juice WRLD did it right. You mm-hmm. know, it sucks so bad. I bawled my eyes out when he passed away, and it was like,
it
felt like I lost a piece of me, because he inspired me so much.
Just getting started too.
Yeah, he was, but he loved his fans, and that's the only reason he made his music. I know it is.
Yeah.
Like,
he wanted his music to be heard, and so that's how I am, and so I really appreciate you coming here and doing the same thing for Juice WRLD. It makes me feel like I'm a part of the destiny, you know?
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, right awesome. And it's only the beginning. Just think of it that way. Only the beginning for you.
Absolutely. It'll take those words to the grave. Scripture.
Yeah, right there, dude. Next tat. Well, thanks so much for coming in and coming by and asking such a great question.
Thank you so much.
This guy's got to get ready for his performance. But
of course.
Give me another hug real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
So
have a great rest of your day.
You too, darling. Thank you. Y'all be safe when y'all drive, okay?
All right, we will.
You coming to the shows?
I don't know where we're going after this, but we're coming to the Roxy. We're tickets. We put like...
You got to. I'm going to shove y'all in there. Like,
I thought 17. You meant immediately after this. And I was like, are you about to invite Jaden to IHOP?
To Saddle? I literally go to Saddle all the time.
Dude, Saddle destroys me. That's what the Saddle does.
I do like $200 plus there.
It's
all
like,
the time.
It's a crazy little night experience.
But no, we're literally like camping out at the Roxy.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm going to shove y'all in. I'm going to shove you in the door, all right?
All right. Oh, it's just heavy.
Do you pull?
It's pull.
Oh, it is heavy. I was like,
it's way too heavy.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
You too.
That was awesome. Well, very cool.
That was so
sick. Dude, again, just in closing here, congratulations on everything.
Thank you,
bro. Just been really cool to have this viewpoint of the journey and just to sort of be a witness to it.
I'm just glad we've been together since the beginning, Kevin.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's been crazy.
That may have been your first interview.
It was. It was 100% my first interview. I remember it. It's awesome. And I'll continue to do these interviews forever. Still, I'm like... 70. We're gonna do that. Yeah. Right? He's gonna be like 80. I'm gonna be like 70. We're gonna be like
two grumpy old men.
Yeah, just like pissed off, just shitting on music. Yeah, fuck that. This is alternative radio. What are we listening to?
Awesome, Jaden. Everybody,
thank you guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.